It's Wednesday, April 4th, 2018. It's about 5:30 p.m. and I have almost 2 hours of light ahead of me. I'm just turning around at the 5 mile point, or at mile marker 6 here along Pinkham Canyon Road in Joshua Tree. And it's been a slog. Because a number of things. I mean, there's several reasons why I'm just at this low. One is, for a year now, I've been battling increased electromagnetic exposures, and for prolonged periods of time, extremely high electromagnetic exposures at my mother's house and in Coachella Valley, and it's been brutal. And I've been strung along. I've been trying to get a manufacturer to build one for me. And I went from May until literally, I believe, early January with one company that, because I associated them with my website, you know, and associated them with, you know, sent their plans for me to AT&T. When I was trying to get an enclosure built in Hawaii, with AT&T paying half of it when they were considering installing a cell tower near my house, or it was rumored, you know, and then in my website being, you know, ranked in the top 10 for any searches for the CEO or the president of this electromagnetic enclosure manufacturer. It was just with my commentary there, I'm sure, regarding masturbation and all the other wonderful subjects that I have to write about. And basically they just slammed the door on me, and it turns out that the current manufacturer I'm working with, that is, I believe, going to follow through. I mean, they've taken some money, but it's taken longer than I thought. I mean, it's been 6 weeks since we submitted it for manufacture, and it should have. I'm getting towards the outside of, you know, when it should be done, and then they'll ship it. But it turns out that the initial manufacturer, they're the ones who build, you know, the panels and some of the other parts that this other you know, installer is going to use. So it just doesn't make sense. It's sad, but it's just one of the many, many, many things that I've done in my life that have come back to haunt me. It's just, you know, why is talking about masturbation not okay? Why is having a problem with electromagnetic field not okay? You know, etc. It's the world. It's the world that I live in. Not too happy about it either. So I'm exhausted from it, and it's just gotten worse. And then my mom's health is tanking. She's gaining weight and looks terrible, and is really deep down not happy that I'm there at the house, but is putting up with it. Meanwhile, I'm spending a lot of money on her that is not acknowledged or really appreciated, you know, in terms of various things that I cook. I make a salad every day of all organic ingredients, and, you know, she doesn't calculate any of that into, you know, my contributions there. Sad state. But I've gotten weaker and weaker. I mean, just compared to, I don't know, last year, I've got so much more gray hair. It's just unbelievable. And then my employment situation, I don't have a supportive boss, and I've got, I would say, a demonic nurse that's lazy and seeks drama and seeks to undermine me at every step of the way. She's skilled in the manipulation of others, accuses others of what she is guilty of. And it's because she's not under my control, that she isn't. And my boss isn't there very often. It's really hard. And I put up with a lot there, and she's, every staff member that comes into work there, she seeks to get them to, to feel hostile about my, any expectation I have of theirs. Just sit around and do nothing like she does and talk all day and watch funny animal videos. So there's that. She was absent for what I think is her fifth liposuction surgery 2 days prior to our spring break last week. And it was just unbelievably calm and quiet in the room. I actually got some things done. I was working on a project that we have to share with our colleagues, some kind of a attainment, some achievement in the classroom that I have to document and show some graphs and some pictures. But I wouldn't have been able to do that with my nurse, who's a motor mouth. I mean, I don't think that it's uncomfortable for her to allow 10 seconds to go by without speaking. And it's just a drain on me, total drain. But I'm making over $100,000 a year, which is good. 102 something. I'm making 107 something next year, and I'm actually applying or seeking the support of my union leadership to pursue the employers accepting more years of service credit. If they were to accept 20, so I came into them with 24, and I got less than half of that credited into the pay scale. If they accept 20 of my years, I can be making as much as 113 next year, which would be very nice. No complaints about that. But yeah, the longer I'm at the house with that exposure, where I'm not able to breathe or think or do anything for most of the time. I mean, my creative output, my cognitive output is nearly flatlined. And since late January, I've been dealing with an IRS tax audit with communications going back and forth. And it's been just really, really hard for me to pull together a thorough response and an explanation for all of my business expenses, because you have to have a narrative. They've asked for an explanation and a copy of all receipts above $75, and then my mileage and some other things, and it's just, where I drive and why, why I'm saying that it's work related, and it's just painstaking, and I should have had it done a long time ago. But I'm feeling increasingly vacant in my head. I've had commentary before, where this necrosis of my nerve in my mouth, my tooth that was extracted, and I'll get to that in a second, all the dental work I've had recently. But for all I know, nerves in my head and nerves affecting my endocrine system and other areas are becoming necrotic themselves on account of this constant pervasive intense microwave exposure that I have. you know, it's hard, it's high at work, it's higher, even higher at home. And there I am sleeping, bathed in this shit. And you know, do I really want to live in a metal box? And the answer is no. No, I don't. But, you know. You know, hopefully I'll be able to exercise on a daily, you know, twice a day in it, and sleep really well, and have extended periods of time where I'm thinking deeply without any electromagnetic interference. I can only hope. Because, and I'll go off on a little tangent right now. It was on my hike on Sunday, you know, today's Wednesday, so I took 2 days off, you know, Monday and Tuesday, and I'm hiking today. Didn't get up here till, didn't get on the trail till 3:30. Won't get off the trail till 8. With the long drives, the shitty access to hiking, the fact that I've been basically blackballed from the high desert where I bought my property due to my website, you know, it's, and then the high school district there is just unwilling to give me work now, because I told them there's only one high school out of 10 that I'm willing to work at, and they have declining enrollment, and just, it's like they're not even, they'd given me offers, invitations to interview, etc. And that's it's just I don't think they're interested anymore. But what it was is, since, I don't know, I mean, I would say the aerosol spraying has definitely increased under the Trump administration, but it's been off the charts these last 6 months. I don't know how long, but it's been just beyond bad. And I don't, that's just one more thing. Do I really want to drive an hour or two with the dangerous highways? And that would be 4 hours or more if I'm going to the high desert hike up in the mountains there. Do I really want to do any of that? You know, when, you know, I'm getting decreased EMF, yes, but I've already established that the satellites, there's more of them, and it's not as comfortable as it used to be for me. But it's the spraying. I'm inhaling these nanoparticulate-sized biological agents or synthetic agents, and the nanoparticulate heavy metals, and all of this stuff, whatever's in this toxic mix, I'm inhaling it, and I don't appreciate it. So it was, I think, just a few days ago, I ordered the IQ Air, the super model that reduces what's in, you know, the air, pollution in the air, down to 0.003 microns, which I think a typical HEPA filter, I'm not sure, you know, maybe 1/10 of a micron or something like that, I forget, but I know that I'm not happy with the Lennox HEPA air filtration system that we have at my mother's house. I contributed maybe $5,000 to the $15,000 that it cost. And so I'm thinking, if I'm able to get a good workout inside this enclosure, which is, you know, 12 feet by 12 feet. So that's room for a desk, a bed, and a workout space, and a few racks along the walls. But inside, I'm going to have an air conditioner and one of these IQ Air HEPA filtration systems that are in use at a couple of the dentists I used to go to. One that I'm currently going to. He has several of them in his office, and then Dr. David Doy in Waimea, who I used to see on the Big Island for 9 years, because he was the only biological dentist, health-oriented dentist certified, in the state. He touts that as a feature of his office. And the .003 is the number that the IQ Air cites, so he must have a fleet of IQ Airs in his office. So I don't want to be exercising, breathing in whatever the government's trying to give me. And to call it government is the supra-governmental entity that is seeking to destroy life on the planet, which is exactly what it's doing. So I want to be have EMF safety, and it'll be pretty much absolute inside this unit. Nothing will get in there. And then I want to have these supreme air filters in there with a HEPA filtration for the central house. Although I'm looking at some different things that the Lennox system can work with or in tandem with that might be better than the pure air filter or whatever it is, the HEPA system that normally comes. There's something else that is like has some sort of electric thing that charges the particles so that they are trapped more readily. I'll be happy to use that. However, some of these things that charge the air give me a headache. And they do change the electrical quality, of the air. And so I'll be able to tolerate it. And then I'm going to have a couple of cheap. I already have two of these cheap Winix HEPA filters, fans, to blow air around. So one I'm going to have feeding into one of the honeycomb vents from the outside into the unit, blowing air in. And then inside the unit, I'm going to have, to blow air, I'll have the IQ Air and another Winix system. And then my air conditioner, too. It's all going to be inside that thing. Kind of crazy, but it's going to be my little spaceship. And hopefully I feel fantastic in there. I can only hope. If I get my mom to buy some solar panels, then, we'll be pretty much good to go. Provided I can continue to put up with my lousy nurse and the Wi-Fi and cell tower exposures there. And if I'm making over 110 grand a year in today's dollars, that's, it puts me in the top. Certainly the top 10%, possibly the top 5% of salaries. If I'm making 113, if I'm only making 107, maybe top 10%. 113 would probably put me at top 5%. So I'm happy with that. I'll just hunker down for, the duration here. But I have read, and heard some commentary regarding the planet heating up. And, if we're going to see a 20 degree rise in temperature, you will not want to be in Coachella Valley. I will tell you that much. Already gets to 120, So I'm considering selling my property in the high desert just because it's like I'm paying taxes on it, and it's just not looking like, you know, there are a couple of employers at a distance, you know, within a 45 minute or hour drive that will give me jobs, but do I really want to have a long drive? And it would be at a, you know, a 10,000 or more cut in pay. I don't really want that. And the girl that I'm considering, you know, having children with, if it ever comes to pass, you know, she might want to stay in Coachella Valley. So I am thinking of just digging some roots in here more, you know, more deeply now. Okay, so my drag, my depression. So yeah, the EMF exposure, that's just intolerable. I've been countless hours in research getting ready for an RF enclosure to be installed at the house, and I'm now at the 6-week mark, you know, hoping for the enclosure's manufacturer to be completed. And with bated breath, just hoping, you know, hoping that it does the job. The other thing is dragging me down, there's a couple more, is at least right now, this past Friday, 5 days ago, I had major, you know, pretty major oral surgery. I had an onlay, a ceric onlay put in my upper left, and I had my rear left molar that had a crown on it. I had that removed. Wish I hadn't blown all that money on that crown to begin with. There was so much pain back then. I should have just not gotten the crown. Really, you need to weigh it and make sure you don't want to be spending so much money on your mouth. My life is, I've spent over $100,000 on my mouth, easy. It's just been brutal. At least a good $100,000, yes. And so I got so much anesthetic shot into me, and I had nitrous oxide, and I had it all. And so my brain, coming back from my hike on Sunday, and then coming back, it was on fire, because I was, you know, after 2 days, I hadn't really circulated it that hard, and man, I mean, it was, I did have feelings like on Saturday and on Sunday of like a burning feeling in through my center of my brain, my crown, and the sides of the interior of my skull, all around it, my chest, my thymus burning there, everywhere. It was just bad news, and now it's just sort of a dull pain everywhere, and it's, you know, I have to massage the back of my head, my temples, my ears, my cheeks, my jawbone, my jaw muscles. But if I recall, maybe November or so of 2017, I had my last dental anesthetic, and I was in a state of depression. Yeah, I was actually truly depressed, and I felt like dislocated from myself. It was just a bizarre experience, the effect of the anesthetic on me. And I had a lot more pumped into me this time than I'd. Either my system is not as sensitive, or there was a slight change in the, what I was injected with, or the nitrous oxide helped. I don't know, but it's been bad, but you know, I'm managing, I suppose, but I don't think I have felt this time quite so disabled as I did in last November. But who knows, you know, it's definitely been radio silence. And then getting to, you know, with in terms of my psychic ability with the young lady I'm communicating with psychically, yeah, the last feeling I had from her was this past Thursday, 6 a.m. or so, just a fleeting kind of blast. Well, blast is the wrong term. A fleeting identification and kind of bonding with my solar plexus. It was not strong, and but it was definitely there. And it was almost like she just thought about me briefly and then moved about her day. But it was, you know, a weak existential connection. And she lives for that, you know. And now, because the approach she's taken is, you know, safest for me professionally, but there is absolutely no electronic or verbal or textual, you know, text communications between us. The only thing we have is, you know, those 5-second hellos once or twice a week at school, and then the psychic connections that we have. But for a variety of reasons, you know, she's just pulling away from me. But I'll get to that in a second. But another reason why I'm kind of so burned out is that my dealings with her have opened me up in an unsafe manner. You know, the psychic connection, I think it might have been October. No, it was November. November. I mean, she was, as I've described, like an 800-pound gorilla pounding on my third eye point for like 3 hours one night. It was just, you know, then I complained to her the next day indirectly. You know, I slept like hell last night. I slept like crap last night, and she kind of smirked and then blasted me in my prostate with an unbelievable feeling I've never had down there before. Psychic activity, because I can do some things I haven't been able to do. I've never been able to do before. You know, this sort of telepathic transmissions from like your third eye area, I can do that now. But it comes at great cost. It stimulates my whole body mind, and it makes me more sensitive to electromagnetic field. And so, it might have been a couple of weeks ago, one evening up here, I zapped her pretty good. You know, I felt I had a good connection there. And maybe she tries to reach out to me the next morning, and I just can't do it. Because I'd slept like hell, because I was overwrought and overexposed to the cellular, you know, the microwave energy. And I just couldn't, it was dangerous for me to communicate in any way along those lines. I didn't do it, I didn't reach out to her to frustrate her. I just wanted to let her know that I'm there. But overall, yeah, so she's awakened, and there's some I've got some capacity now that I didn't know I had. And she's certainly nurtured and instructed me. But, you know, there's a higher queen, a higher mother goddess in my life, and that is the ultimate one. And if these potentials were safe to develop in me, I'm sure that they would be developing. You know, I don't need this girl, this precocious young woman, causing all these developmental processes to accelerate in me. I just don't need it. It's not safe. Yes, it's fascinating. It's riveting, but it's dangerous and I would say irresponsible. You know, I don't go around zapping people, trying to get people to awaken. That's, you don't transmit Shakti pot to, you know, the initiate, the disciple must be worthy, must be ready. And you know, so what I do generally is, in terms of my own life, is I will do enough to have people love me and like me, but, and they might get a hint of who I am, but this, you know, girl who I'm communicating with psychically, who's still a student, you know, a minor, she's the only person I've met in my entire life that recognized me, that knew who I was, what I was capable of. And so I'm honored. I'm speechless. But, you know, if she's pulling away now, and then she might be because we're not in communication, to my knowledge, and she doesn't know that anesthetic and dentistry also puts a quash on our relationship, you know, I don't need that. I can't have someone in my life that's so demanding psychically. And, you know, go fuck off. You know, really. Fuck off. My survival is more important. You know, and if she knows how to get a hold of me. She has my email address and my phone number. And if she ever wanted to communicate to me with me, then she could. But she's putting all of her eggs in this psychic basket, and it's just, I can't play it. I can't play that game. As, you know, despite her supposedly having pledged herself to me, you know, I think that's definitely being, that decision is being revisited by her, for some other reasons too. Some dramas at school, you know, everyone and their mother doesn't want this girl to be so infatuated with me. All of her friends are just piling on. Her supposedly best friend was in my classroom with some other people and basically said that she wants children looking at me, staring at my cock, you know. It's just, I don't know. It's just, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But the psychic tug of war, the psychic lovemaking under a cellular tower has been unspeakably brutal. And I can only hope that when I'm, if I'm able to sleep, you know, be at peace inside of a metal Faraday cage, that I will be able to interact with her much more vigorously and safely, and to her satisfaction. Even though at my mother's house, I'm still less than a half mile away from a tower that's brutal, you know, and having to mill about the house, juicing carrots and doing whatever else I'm doing, you know, it's just not a safe place to be. So I don't know how powerful I can get myself amped up to, given the broader circumstances. I still need to move, but I'll see what I can do with the at least some safety to retreat to whenever I need it. So I'm exhausted and fried and frazzled by that as well. And then, you know, living with my mother. She is actually a very superficial, vain person who worships celebrity and watches TV for 8 to 10 hours at a time, and only believes things that she sees on the TV, despite being, you know, And she doesn't want to hear anything about my concerns about the environment, especially geoengineering, despite it's being obvious. And she doesn't want to have filters on anything. She wants to have the doors wide open, the windows wide open, and just bond with the world. She can't see the point of embracing the world with any restrictions or precautions taken. I mean, she's an idiot. It's her generation that did nothing to, seek justice for JFK's and Martin Luther King Jr.'s murders. These are people who turned a blind eye, let this evil presence do what it did, and without challenging the government, and just decided to drop acid and fuck whoever you want, and they just went with the whole satanic, corrupted system. And here we are today, where we're being killed off scientifically with 5G and GMO and geoengineering and forced vaccinations. It's but that drained, it wears on me that I just don't want to be around. I don't want to be living under the same roof as someone like my mother. But I'm doing this until Precious Metals Rally, and and I have sufficient money to buy my own house, because I refuse to blow $1,000 a month on a mortgage, on rent somewhere. I'm willing to put up with quite a bit to not have to do that. And that's it for now. Yeah, so I'm just exhausted. And hope to become stronger. And I'm heavy. I weighed 216, I think, yesterday morning. I don't need this shit. I should be easily 20 pounds less than this. But, I don't work out, and I don't breathe. I don't do anything because, any inflation of my physical being causes me to be more sensitive to EMF. So, and then we have this constant heavy metal bombardment of our blood and our lungs, and it goes directly into our blood. So it's hard to be well right now. But with the IQ Air and an RF enclosure, I'm hoping to turn things around soon. Over and out.